Okay, good luck, everybody. This morning's landing in Parshas Bo, we read of the very first mitzvah presented to the Jewish people as a nation. The beginning of Shmos Perek Yerbeis, I printed the first two psukim for Sor, V'ayim HaShem, Moshe V'alaram, Meret Yitzayim, L'war, HaChor Zalachem Rosh Chodosh, and Mishu Alachem L'Chodosh HaShana. That's the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people. Actually, as you will recall, Rashi, in his opening comment on the Chumash, wonders why the Torah doesn't begin with this pasuk, because the Torah is fundamentally a book of laws and halachas that should begin with the first din. We have a couple of dinim. But the Torah should begin with this story. Now, I don't think he means that the stories of Bereishis aren't important, but maybe it should be a separate work. It shouldn't be part of the Torah. Anyway, what exactly is this mitzvah that we're talking about here? The context, the psukim is talking about establishing Nisan as the beginning of the Jewish calendar, but as well, it's talking about how to be Koveya Rosh Chodesh altogether. So Rashi comments in the second source on Perek Beis Pasuk Beis, HaChodesh Hazeh, Her'ol Levana B'chidusha, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe, actually visual aid, he showed Moshe what the moon should look like when it renews itself. Now we know the moon doesn't actually change anything, it just changes what we can, well, it changes what we can see from here on earth. Okay, but when the moon completes its cycle around and it starts again, you can see a sliver of the so-called new moon. So, Kesherech Mishadesh, Yelecha Rosh Chodesh, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe, Her'ol Levana B'chidusha, Ro'amalo Kesherech Mishadesh, Yelecha Rosh Chodesh, when the moon comes back to this point, that's when the new month begins. Okay, that's a simple reading. Okay, so that's what Moshe learned, and that's how each month the Rosh Chodesh begins, when the moon reappears in that shape. Again, reappears is just a term used for our perspective, not that the moon never disappears, it's always there. But we can't always see it, because as we know, the moon does not generate its own light, the moon lets the light of the sun. So depending upon the angle, at any time of the month, and we can see more or less of the moon. Okay, and there's actually a certain point, about 6 hours, where we can't see the moon at all ordinarily here from here on Earth, because basically the Earth is in between. This kind of blocks it, right? So the moon is between the Earth and the sun, so therefore we can't, there's nothing to reflect, huh? It goes in the direction, right? So we don't see it. But in any event, that's in terms of this pasuk. So there was a Rishalmi in Brochus. Ninth parak of Brachos, parak Tes, and Halacha Beis. The Rishalmi says, Haroa es halavana b'chidusha, when one sees, anybody, not but when anybody sees the levana, when it sees the moon, when it's renewed, Omer baruch mechadesh chadoshim. You say a bracha, it includes the word baruch mechadesh chadoshim. God renews the month. Okay? Then the Rishalmi asks, ad echon. Until when? As the Pnei Moshe explains, Ad Echa Nikra B'chidusha. So you see the moon when it's renewed. So how long? The first day, the first month, the first week, week and a half, how long is it considered to be renewed, so to speak? So Yaakov Achar Meshem Yosi Yomer Ad Shetira B'chatze Hamate. Until you see half the moon, so to speak, half the plate, if you will. Okay, as the Pnei Moshe says, Ad Shenira Or B'chatze Hamate L'Tz'oz Obar Chidusha. We call that the quarter moon. Okay, when you see half the sphere, okay, the first quarter of the month. And that up until that point, it's still considered to be, quote-unquote, a new moon. You can still say this bracha. That's the first opinion. But Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chanina, B'Shem Yossi, says, Ad Shetismale Pegimosa. No, you have all the way until it fills what it's lacking. That's what we call the full moon, right? All the way till nothing's lacking anymore. Yeah, Ad Shetismale Pegimosa, huh? I'm sorry. I meant half moon the first shoot. I'm sorry. So I think it means the full moon. To Malapigas also completely. Yeah, quarter month. That was the first opinion, right? Half a month, right? Now, and Rabban and the Kishin, I mean, Ad Arbaso Yom. They say 14 days. Arbaso Rabun Neviyos. That makes sense. Cool. Miss Malas Pigas. Elad Yedalad Yom. Okay, how call you Dalad Yom Tzarech Levarach? That's when it comes. The moon takes 29, approximately 29 and a half days to go around the earth. Okay, so it takes half that time. It's about 14 days. Okay, the Marei Hapanim in Source 5. We don't have the commentary on the Yerushalmi of Rashi and Tosus. We have other commentaries later from the early Achronim period. The some Yerushalmi also, but in the standard editions, the Pnei Moshe. The Pnei Moshe is the one parish that's on the entire Yerushalmi beginning to end. There are others that are on different Masechtas, but the Pnei Moshe wrote a twin commentary, really. The Pnei Moshe is a Rashi style commentary that explains words and phrases and simply the Shakla Taya, according to his understanding. And the Marei Hapanim is like a Tosus style commentary. As Akashe brings a question of Stira from another Gemara and so on. So in the Maariv Ponim, there in Perek Tes, Halacha Beis, the Shalmin Brachas in 5, the Yesh is a smach lezev by the Omer Hocha Ad Yud Dalet Yom Zehu Milui Pegimosa V'chatzi Miyud Beis Tashtag Kevin Lohavi Yom Shalom Lo Kochoshulei. The moon takes 29 days, 12 hours, and Tash Sag, Tav Shin Sadi Gimel, 793 Chalokim. You know, we heard the announcement. In Rosh Chodesh, Molo will be so and so many minutes and such as Chalokim. We don't have seconds in our calculation. It's we have hours and Chalokim, parts of hours. So Chalek is about 3 Chalokim to a second, roughly. Okay, so the moon cycle around the Earth is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 Chalokim. So half of that. And you don't stop in the middle of the day. You have to have the whole day. That's what my opponent points out. Now, what this Yerushalmi does not talk about, it talks about the latest time we can say Kiddush Levana. We have a little machokas about it, but it never says what the earliest moment is. At what point is considered the earliest? All it says, Haro is Halavana b'chidusha. What is the earliest moment that you can say Kiddush Levana? That's not dealt with in Yerushalmi. Tonight, we're going to talk about the earliest time, not the latest time. There's a Medrash in our Sedra Parshas Bo, Parsha Tezvav, Simon Chof Dalet 6, where the Medrash says, "Dover Achar Chodesh Alechem, Haroe Salavona, Hech Tzarech Levorech." Right, the Medrash discusses this. What bracha do you make when you see Levona? Bizman Shu Yisolam Mekadesh Chodesh Yesh Bin Rabbana Amin Borach Mechadesh Chadoshim, which is the text we saw in Yerushalmi. The bracha is Mechadesh Chadoshim. Yesh Mem Amin Borach Mechadesh Chadoshim, not Mechadesh, but Mechadesh. Okay, different. In fact, even in terms of Kiddush Levona, some people refer to it as Chiddush Levona. I remember growing up here in Teaneck, when Gordon was Rabbi Ben Yeshua, and he used to announce Chiddush Levana. I haven't heard it that often, but every once in a while you hear that. That's it, 2 days here in the Medrash. V'yesh mem omim mekadesh Yisrael. Shem ein Yisrael mekadesh also ein oso Kiddush Kum. You have to mention Yisrael, and because of course Baruch Hu gave us Kiddusha, so we give that Kiddush. Okay, different text, but again, the Medrash there does not talk about what the earliest time you can do it. It just says Haroa Salavana. So in the Bavli, the sugi is in Sanhedrin, starts on Mem Aleph Amud Beis, very bottom of the page, source 7. The Omer of Acha Bar Chanina, Omer of Asi, Omer of Yechanan, Ad Kama, again, Ad Kama, till when Mivarchan al Chodesh, okay, Ad Shetismala Pigimoso, again, till it's all. What does that mean? The Kama, Omer of Yaakov Bar Idi, Omer of Yehuda, Ad Shiva. Again, it's a parallel machlokas to the one in the Yerushalmi. The Bavli says until 7 days. Right, until 7 days. That's a quarter of the month, roughly. Okay, we'll see. No, we put Nardoy Ami Ad Shisha, so we pass all the way until 15. Okay, he means up until the 16th. And the top of Membez Malav, Tavayu Kab Yechon and Sule, Holom Eviki Yisrob, Holom Eviki Nafyo. Okay, again, it's talking how late do you do it. Okay, so the first opinion is that you have 7 days. You only can do Kiddush Levana on the first 7 days of the month. Okay, Ad Shetismala Pigimosa, Rashi says, right, Avabosa Hachilo Shach. Remember, Chadish Chadoshim. The phrase Mechadish is new; it's not new anymore for 7 days. After a while, it's already Kvar Noshen. It's already old, and it's a Machlokas. They both base it on a Biyochanan, and there's a different opinion. What does it mean? The top line of Membez Malav, the end of 7, it says Halam Eviki Yisro. Yisro is like when you have a bow, the part of the bow that you pull out to shoot an arrow. So when you pull it all the way out, it looks like what we call a half moon, right? It's that shape. That's what he says. And the other one, that's for Hainu Chatzia Eagle, which was 7 days. And Ardoi, so no, it's got to be a Kinafia, like a plate somehow, a full plate, what we call the full moon. Okay, again, the Gemara does not there talk about the earliest time, only the latest time. A little bit later, when I mention this will digress a little bit, on Mem Beis Manal, on the same page, a little later, the Gemara says in Source 10, the Omer of Acha Bar Chanina, Omer of Asim, Rav Yochanan, Kol HaMavarach Al HaChodesh Bizmano, Kil Mekabo Pnei HaShechina. Anybody who blesses the moon, does Kiddush Levana at the proper time, it's like greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mekabo Pnei HaShechina. Why? K'siv Hocha HaChodesh HaZeh, K'siv Hosom Zeh Keshav, it says Zeh Kelev Anveyu. Okay, we know the next week's Sesedjan in Bishalach, in the Shir, it says Zeh Kelev Anveyu. So it says Achodesh Hazelachem and Zeh Kelev Anveyu. So just like there, they saw Hakadosh Baruch Hu at the Yam Suf and they praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So too, Achodesh Zelachem, you see Rosh Chodesh, you also like praising Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And now Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, and we actually incorporate this phrase from the Gemara into the text of Kiddush Levana that we have. Tana Debei Yishmael. Il Molei Lo Zoch Yisrael Hakpi Pnei Avim Shema Shemar Kol Chodesh Chodesh Dayam. Amar Bai Hilchok Nemir Muhammad. All right, this is in our text of the Kiddush Lamana. Okay, we should say it's standing because it's greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The Rashi explains, Daya means Ilo Zochel, it's a cher, it's just this. It's a tremendous thing. You greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu once a month. That's a tremendous thing. And therefore, Abai said it's like Mekaba Peshkin. It's covered. We should stand up and so on. And Mirema, Amar Zutre, Mechase, Adam, Varche, we lean against each other. Okay. Omar Le, Rav Achar, Rav Ashi, in terms of the text. B'marove, Marava means in the west, in Eretz Yisrael. Gemara is written in Bavel, so when I say out west, it means in Eretz Yisrael. The west coast means Eretz Yisrael. So it's out in the west. Marava, Mevarchi, Baruch, Mechadish, Chadoshim. That's the whole text. That's all Baruch. Omar Le, Baruch always means Baruch HaTal Hashem, obviously. But Mechadish, Chadoshim. Omar Le, Hi, Noshi Didam Amavarch. If that's the whole bracha, then the women should also say this bracha. What's he talking about? We'll see in a second. Ella can Rav Yehuda. Actually, the text is like Rav Yehuda. And this is the text that we have. Dom Rav Yehuda, Baruch, Vechule, right? Baruch, Shankim, Acham. Hashem, Imamo, Baruch, Shachim, Uruch, Pim, Kotzom, Chokuz, Man, Oslam, Shal, Yishan, Stavkidim, Sosos, Mechim, Lasos, Ritzon, Konon, Poele, Emes, Shepulosa, Emes, Shal, Alavano, Mar, Shal, Yitzchad, Shal, Teres, Tiferes, Amusi, Vatan, Shehen, Asim, Shal, Shkimos, Shal, Poele, Yotzom, Hashem, Kol, Vachuzo, Baruch, Hashem, Mechad, Shkadosh. It's more or less the text that we have. Based on this Gemara. I spent some of these, we weren't able to take Kiddush Lamana. It's too cloudy. My next month of Shabbos, it'll be just about too late. I wouldn't wait to do it during the week. Next month of Shabbos, I lift it up. You have about an hour after Shabbos to do it. So I don't want to take any chance with the weather. But what's interesting is some people have the minig that if they don't say Kiddush Lamana, a particular one, if it was cloudy, they learn this Gemara on the last night. They'll read over the Gemara because you're saying more or less the same text. Okay. Anyway. What's this business with women? Just to digress for a moment, what's this business with the Yeah, so that's it. What does he mean? Our women should say it, and so on and so forth. So the Torah Chaim, early Achron, Torah Chaim on that daf in Sanhedrin, and Beis Amar Aleph says as follows. He says that actually, if the whole bracha, according to this opinion, all you say is Mechadosh Chadoshim, it has no praise, there's no Shevach, it's just a statement. So who should really say it? He said the women should say it. Why? It refers to the Pirkei de Belezer that said the women were given the special relationship with Rosh Chodesh on account of that they refused to participate and give their jewelry for the Chet HaEgel. Look, I printed in Psukim 13 in Parshas Kisisa. When Moshe was delayed coming down from Har Sinai at the time of the giving of the Luchos, Aaron Kivoshesh Moshe, so they pressured Aaron, Kumas Elon Olahim, make a god for us and so on. So Aaron wanted to buy some time. So in the Pasuk Beis, there are Paraklamet Beis in Shavuos 13. Aaron Parku Nizma Azov Asher Bozne Neshechem, take the jewelry from your wives and so on and bring them to me. And he thought that it would take time. They wouldn't convince them and so on to buy some time till Moshe came back. But it didn't work. People gave and everybody took it. And it says, so Aaron made it into this egel, and they said, tomorrow will be a festival. So the Pirkei de Belezer, in 14, Perek Mem Hei, I'll say outside, because it's really just a side point, he said, really, they wanted to get the jewelry from the women, and they refused to give, they wouldn't participate. That's why it says, if you look at it says, in the Tzibu of Aaron, so to speak, it says, Parku, Nizmei Azov, and Pasuk Beis, Asher Ba'oznei, the Sheikhen. And when they did it, it says, their own. The men also wore certain jewelry in those days. That's what the Pirkei de Belezer says. The men gave their own. The women didn't participate. So you look in the third line of the Pirkei de Belezer, it says, V'nosam on HaKadosh Baruch Hu schar and v'olam hazeh shem v'shamros rosh chadashim yosem in ha'nashim. Women have a special... Yes, that's another time. Why of all mitzvahs rosh chadash? But okay, that was the reward. Let's mention the Pirkei de Belezer. And the Yushalmi in Tainus, in Parak Aleph, Halachavav, quotes a minig, and says that it's a valid minig. You look in 15, it says, Nasha dinaga nalo mebet uvda, v'yomu diyarcha minig. It's a valid women. Some women don't do malacha. On Rosh Chodesh, and the Gemara calls that a valid minig. Okay? In fact, the Rashi points that out also in Megillah. Again, this is just a side point. Megillah, Chav Beis on Beis, sources 16, Rashi and source 17, Chav Beis on Beis. In Megillah, the Gemara there is discussing how many aliyahs you get on given days when we lane. So we know on Shabbos there's 7 aliyahs, on Yom Kippur there's 6 aliyahs, Yom Tov is 5, and Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed have 4, and the regular Monday and Thursday, also Tainus has 3. So one of the things that Gemara connects it to is, do people have to go to work? Okay, so it says on days which are special days, okay, but people have to go to work, we lay in 4. That's in the second part of the Toshma. So towards the end it says, V'she'ein bo bitul melach ha'la'am, on days where people go to work, kegon Rosh Chodeshim v'chol HaShamoed. So Koran Arba, these are special days. We have only 4 aliyahs, not the matriach people too much. And Rashi there in Megillah Chav Beis and Beis in 17, Devar Maskel Rosh Chodashim, says there's not really bitul malacha, just ain't a nashim osos malacha b'hem. He said, women don't do melacha, but it's not a day. And he writes, Shamati mipi mori hazokin zichron levracha, shenitna lemitzu zu b'shul shalom pirku nizmeyem be'ego. I quote this this same drasha. So apparently the women have this special relationship with Rosh Chodesh. And so now getting back to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, so the Torah Chaim says, if the entire text of the bracha was Baruch Atah Hashem Mechadesh Chadashim, that was the whole Kiddush Levana, so that's really appropriate for women. Men don't mark Kiddush Levana in the same way. That's what the Gemara meant. But now that the text has much more, Hashem B'mama Baruch Chokim, so many different Sheva, then it's appropriate for men also. Okay, be that as it may, okay, I said that was a side point. The minig is, and it's, I do point out, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos of Chodesh, Aruch Chaim Simen Tov Yud Zayin, Siv Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, Rosh Chodesh Mutar Basis Malacha. There's no prohibition against doing any kind of work on Rosh Chodesh. V'han Nashim, Shenoah goes, so says Malacha, who minig Tov? Those women who have the practice, a nice minig, okay, they're allowed to do it. And the Mishabur and Sivan Gimel says, because they didn't give their jewelry for the ego. Okay. But again, we don't find so far any discussion as to what is the earliest time that one can recite Kiddush Levana. The only thing we have the machlok is what the latest time is. 7 days, till full, 14 days, 16 days, but no one said the earliest time. So you look at Maseches Sofrim, it's one of the so-called Maseches Ketanos, in the back of, using the back of Nezikin, the end of Seder Nezikin, they printed in Parak Chof, Halacha Aleph. Here we find the statement, V'ein mevorchen alei arech ala motzoi Shabbos. So here we now find for the first time a statement of when you can begin saying Kiddush Levana, this opinion, Rosh Chodesh, Motzei Shabbos. Presumably the first, so far, presumably the first Motzei Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh. That's what a simple reading of the Masechet Sofrim. Why? Kishuhu Mivusam. When you're Mivusam, and that's, we'll see, subject to some discussion what that means. Maybe it's connected to Besamim, you know, Motzei Shabbos or something. Could be, right? Could be almost a week later, yeah. Okay, very good. 1 second. We'll come back to that. So you're dressed up, right? You're looking spiffy, okay? We'll get to it. Yeah? That's also Chayav Yisrael. You're at your full, you say, we'll see. There are a number of different explanations of what it means. But it, and also the Kalim Noim, and it says, Tola Einav, you look at the moon and you straighten out your legs. Yimavarech, Hashem B'mama, Baruch Chokim, the same text of the Baruch again, more or less like we have it, although the Masechet Sofrim concludes. The conclusion of the Baruch is Baruch Hashem Mekadesh Rosh Chodashim. That's not like the Gemara said. You're not Mekadesh. We have Mekadesh. Okay, huh? Yeah, it's almost like Musar Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. Okay. And then, well, that's a different discussion another time. But no, you have to, at least if you can, you have to get benefit from the light. Well, you know, so if you're indoors, you don't see the light. The question is on the roof. Another time. Okay. But anyway, Halacha Beis goes on to some of the other minhagim that we have with regards to Kiddush Levana. It says, Omer Shalosh Pamim Simintov, right? We say that multiple times during Kiddush HaChodesh, Tiel Lecha Yisrael, and we say, Baruch Yotzech, Baruch Hosech, Baruch Chanech, Baruch Vareich, Barokeh, Shalosh Rekidos, you dance or jump a little bit, yeah. So strictly speaking, you don't need a minion. Strictly speaking, we'll see soon. We'll see about that. Hold the thought. It's that's right. It's better to have a minion, but you don't actually need it. And then the Omer Shalosh Pamim Ken Shem Shani Rokeid Ken Egdech. Again, these are things that we have in Kiddush Levana. Comes in this Masechet Sofrim, and you say to your friend Shalom and so on and so forth. Okay. Now, so far, again, huh?
Does it give a reason for all these?
Not really, not in the sense of Sofrim. They're different. There are different. So I may mention one of them, one or two of them, but it's very questionable. I mean, you know, you would think that they're Kabbalistic, but they're in the sense of Sofrim. So, good question. Now, what I want to get back to again, here we have for the first time mentioning an early date. It's Motzoi Shabbos. Okay? But there's an interesting thing to go take it a step further. Rashi, in our Sedrin Bo, coming back, this next Rashi in Perkei Beis, okay, and it's the same Pasuk Beis, says, Achodesh HaZeh, right, Niskashe Moshe al Mol HaLevana. Mol HaLevana. Moshe had difficulty comprehending what exactly the moon should look like to determine when is Rosh Chodesh. Beis Shir Tireh, V'tir Lukadesh, what shir, what size should it be? He can now be Mekadesh HaChodesh. Until the Heralo Be'etzba is HaLevana Marakiah, because Rahu showed him. When it looks like this, right, visual aid, exactly. But Amalo, the famous words, Kazer Ebekadesh. When you see this, you can sanctify it. And the Kate said, and then it's a side point. Okay, we have other evidence that Kadosh Baruch only spoke to Moshe during the day. So how could it show him during the day? Okay, so it was towards nightfall, whatever it may be. Now, the Maharal Miprag and the Gur Aryeh, which among the Maharal's many swami, wrote a super commentary on Rashi. So the Maharal Miprag there in Parshas Bo, Perikin Beis, Pesuk Beis 22, he says, I don't understand. Did break this whole Rashi, because Baruch had to show him and so on and so forth. Okay? He said, first of all, at that time, He's part of the Moshe Rabbeinu. The beginning of the Kiddush HaChodesh is based on the moon of that Jewish Eretz Yisrael. He was in Mitzrayim, but then he mentions something else. Okay, he basically says that obviously there is a minimum shear. Otherwise, what did Moshe not understand? The answer should be, as soon as you see anything from the moon, that's Rosh Chodesh. So Maharal is midayek, that Moshe, what's there not to understand? So apparently there is some type of minimum shear, so Chodesh Baruch Hu show him like this. I don't know what that minimum shear is, but the Maharal, not, but...
The whole point is, we would have to then the very smallest it could be, that's it.
Right, no, but that way... But the Maharal is not saying, Maharal doesn't say that. The Maharal, no, but the Maharal doesn't, the Maharal is saying, what was Moshe... Not what do you mean? What's the shear? As soon as you can see it, that's the shear. So why do you have to ask? And it's so difficult. I'm going to show him. We have to show him. So apparently, there is a shear.
Martin Sanhedrin talked about the way they would examine the witnesses.
Again. Yeah, right.
That's
a question. Yeah. So very good. So actually, the Guri Aryeh. So the Guri Aryeh, the Maharal Prague, and that piece points to Yerushalmi. Okay, points to Yerushalmi. And that Yerushalmi is in Rosh Hashanah. That's where the Gemara discusses when you ask the question. So one of the questions is, Kama Hayarachav, how wide was it? What its width was? And the Yerushalmi there, like printed in 23, Rosh Hashanah, Parak Beis, Halacha Dalet. Kama Hayarachav, Kisaora V'yoser Mikisaora. That's how the Maharal understands this Yerushalmi, like the width of a thing of barley, which is not too wide, okay? And a little more than that, okay? That's what it means, okay? What?
It's all the way up there.
Yeah, but I looked to you. That. That's what he says. Look at the last words of the Maharal there. Okay? Maybe. Look what he says. He says on the bottom of the previous page, Omnam Birushalmi Motsasi, the Yeshir Lakina Shireah, but the Kamar Hasam, Shaim Mekajim Hayareah, Achenira Bakisora. Okay? That's what it is. Okay? It's got to be somehow something like a width of a barley. He said, that's Pasha. Now, it's not so Pasha because the Yerushalmi, like the Babli, has no vowels. And both of the classic commentary on the page in the Yerushalmi, both the Karban Eda, which I printed in 24, and the Prey Moshe in 25, and that Yerushalmi, Perek Beis Halacha Daled, don't read the phrase, Kama Hayarachav, Kisaora, but rather Kishiura. Okay, Kishiura. Okay, meaning, Sheroi Leos, whatever the Yeshir is. Okay? That right, doesn't answer. The Kama Yarachav, Shalavana, the Kabbalah says, Shalavana Mishtamashir, Kifi Mashu Rechokok Minachama, Okrovela, right? The moon size changes depending on whether it's closer or further from the sun. So there is some sort of shear. It doesn't say, Tarapir, I said it before. So that's the Gur, but the Gur Ayah says there is something. The way he learns the Yerushalmi, not like the Kohen Eda and the Pneumo. So he learns the Yerushalmi, there is some kind of minimum size or minimum width that has to look like from here in order for it to be. It's not just necessarily the first sliver that you see. It's got to have a little bit of a something to it. Okay, now, I saw in the Sefer 26, the Sefer Shekel HaKadosh, Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita Bnei Brak, wrote, commentaries on the Rambam. Okay, and it's a Mishnah Berurah style commentary on the Rambam, which I mean, it's the text of the Rambam on the top, and he has one, basically calls it, in this case, well, Shizdan Hippos Kiddush HaKodesh, he calls it Shekel HaKodesh, and it's a kind of a Mishnah Berurah running commentary, and then he has the Bir HaHalacha, where he goes into greater depth, and he has Shara Tzion on the bottom, he gives you the Makoros. It's very similar, it looks like a Mishnah Berurah when you open up. So he has it on a number of things, yeah.
Can we jump from, bro, are we saying Kiddush Levan, Kiddush HaKodesh?
Yeah, one second. So, yeah. So, one second. We'll see. Okay. So, but again, we jump because the Gemara's lashon is haroes halavana bechidusha. Right, which sounds like it's probably the same shear. Okay, the same whatever the shear is. Now you can declare Rosh Chodesh, and you see the moon, then you can say Kiddush
Levana. So
again, when you see it, but it doesn't say. It doesn't say.
Which needs the shear more, the bracha or
they both need it? I say they both need it. So now, that's what says. The Chaim Kanievsky here, you'll see in a second, in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Parak Aleph Halacha Aleph, in the Bir HaHalacha there, he quotes the Rashi Chumash, and quotes this Maharal. He thinks it's not correct. He said there is no minimum shear. Okay, there is no minimum shear. Okay, because he says that, first of all, he doesn't say this, but if you read the Yerushalmi, like the Korban Eidim HaMoshe, it's got nothing to do with our discussion. But even if you want to read it the way Maharal, it means Sora, he says, no, that's always a minimum shear. He quotes with his Gevaldik Bekis, he quotes other places where the Yerushalmi says that. We don't know what that is. And he says, what Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure about, Okay, that's the question. Okay, is there a minimum shear or not? That's what Moshe wasn't sure about. So because Baruch Hu showed him, because they're in the Kadesh. No, there's no minimum shear. As soon as you see a little bit, that's good enough. So he says you could read it that way, so there's no raya. Okay, now, but Rav Elbel is Talmid, just to round out that point, because he refers to this also, okay, if you look in the Gemara in Menachos, the Gemara in Menachos, Chof Tesam Aleph, has a couple of other places where Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure what the Tashkosh Baruch was instructing. And the words, as it mentions three there, Tanu de Be'er Bishmol, Shlosh Advarim, 27, Hayu Kashan LaMoshe, Acheher Lo Kosh Baruch Hu Etzmol. Moshe needed visual aid to understand these three things. What are they? Elohein Menorah, Rosh Chodesh, and Shvatim. That's what it says here. Each, the common denominator is the word Zeh. Because we understand the word Zeh, or Zos, means showing something demonstratively. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. Many people have the practice when they lift the Torah and they say, V'zos HaTorah, people point. Well, I don't know why I talk with the pinky, I point with the pointer. But whatever, it doesn't matter which finger, you don't, with the scissors, whatever you point, people point to the Zos HaTorah, Zos. Or we say, Hina look, Zeh Keli Vanveyo. Next week says it by Yamsu. They saw Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zeh Keli, right? So in these cases, by the menorah, it says, Zeh Maisa Menorah. And Rosh Chodesh says, Achor Zeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh Shvatzim. It says, Zeh Lachem Atomei. Yes, Omrim Afil Keshchita, Shemar Zeh. And there are others also. That's the Gemara Menachos. But look in Rashi there, okay? Rashi says, Zeh Maisa Rosh Chodesh, Menachos, Chodesh, 28. B'shas, Mo'on Havana, Eino Niris Ki'im Ma'at. Okay, the Enoni Keres, at the time of the Molad, is barely visible. As the Gemara shows, Kazerisim, that's the question. Kazerisim, it looks like this, it looks like that. It's barely visible. So the Reb Chaim Kanievsky thought that maybe that's a little bit of a raya that Moshe was not sure. Is there some sort of a shear? Doesn't think there's a shear. As soon as you see it properly. But Rav Elbel of Salavetchik, right, Rav Elbel of Salavetchik disagrees. Obviously, the Chidusha agrees in this pagination, in this arrangement, it's Simon Tzadi Aleph, but it's Chidushim to the Chumash, and Parshas Bo, on this Pasuk, he has a typical Lomdus, and really distinguishes a little bit between Kiddush HaChodesh and perhaps Kiddush Levana. He says as follows, he says, I'll say it outside, you can read it. He says, actually, okay, I might have thought that why can't you make the Mekadesh HaChodesh now? Why can't Bezin declare the Chodesh, until they see the moon? Because you have to see something. But if you Lu Yitzuyer, you could see it earlier. If you could come up with a way to see it earlier, okay, I might have thought you can declare it earlier. It's just a technicality. Right, it's a technicality you can't see. But if you could come up with an instrument or something, okay, or he says, maybe when you're Mekadesh Al Pi Cheshbon, okay, when we calculate based on the mathematics, we're not going by the moon anyways, so maybe you could start it earlier. So he says that's the Kazer of the Kadesh. Kazer says no, it's got to be, even when you're not calculating based on what you see and what you don't see, the moon has to be this type of visibility. That's what he says Moshe wasn't sure about. Okay, so show it in effect. The only problem is what I claim about the Shulamik, just tell him. But okay, but that's the Velvel Salvation. Very interesting. No, and they say that the Chazon Ish like this. He told the Chazon Ish in person, he's very impressed with it. But anyway, he says, in other words, even when it's not just a technicality, okay, but even if you could use some kind of a machine, or you can, like I say, you're Mekadosh Al Pi HaCheshbon, it's not anyway going by the moon. No, but it can't, right, and it can't be earlier than that point. Okay, but now, earlier than whatever, right, when you can see something. Yes, exactly. Even though you might know that the moon already completed its cycle, you can calculate it mathematically, whatever, there's still an earliest point. That's what Babel Salvechik says, and that producer agrees there. It's interesting. We threw it there a chance. I mean, it's implied by the Rambam and the Parish of Mishnah, which is not a great. So there's something called Chidusha Agrees on the Torah. I have it at home, but in my edition, it's not Simon Tzadi Aleph, but on the computer, it's Tzadi Aleph. But the regular. Yeah. And it's both. It's both in the Chidusha Emor and Reason HaTorah, what they call the stencil, okay, and the other one. It's in both. But there are many different arrangements of that work. So he has it there. Okay, and it's on this, in the Barilong database over here. They had a Simon Tzadi Aleph based on whatever edition they use. Okay, I think a very interesting point. I mean, he thinks it's a Mashnah that way from a Rashi, from a Rambam rather than a Perish of Mishnah, not Mishnah was Shonah Perk Beis, Mishnah Zion, Kamal Yerochov, and so on. He says they didn't rely on the Cheshbon. They had a cheshbon, but they also had to see it. Okay. Bottom line, though, is the lamaisa for us, okay, saying kiddush levana. So if you could declare.
Right now
That's the beginning of the war. That's correct. Correct. Correct.
Which is really a
different. Well, it's our all of our chidusha. That's the language. So let's take a, and that's the Rambam also. Let's take a look. Look at 31. So 1 second. So the Rambam says, Perek Yud Halacha Tezayin, 31. Haroa Levana b'chidusha. Mivarech, and he has the text in the bracha. Baruch Hashem Chumachom, Hashem Baruch Shachem, etc. Ending Baruch Hashem Chadash Chadashim. So the Rambam says Harol of Anam Chidusha, meaning probably the first night when you see it, as soon as you see it, right? And then he says in Halacha Yitzayin, that's Halacha Tezayin in Perkud. Halacha Yitzayin, you have to say it standing up, fine, because it's like greeting the Shechina. Now look what he says: Im lo birech aleh b'leil rishon. If you didn't do it the very first night you saw it. Then, until the full moon, which we're not discussing now, until the 16th of the month. And again, exactly how it adds up, but not for now. I don't know what that is.
Okay, number of years ago.
I gave it.
Until when?
So this is the flip side of that sheesh. Anyway, see, I can't repeat Jeremy, if people remember. Okay, anyway, but you see that Rambam? According to the Rambam, Rabbi said, what's the earliest time you can say Kiddush Havana? As soon as Rosh Chodesh is, you see them all finished. Okay, so the very first night, then the Rambam said, never mind Motzei Shabbos, never mind waiting X number of days, right away. He said, if you didn't, okay, you have to do it the same. I mean, it was too cloudy, or you were busy, you didn't notice it, or whatever, that's something else. The Rambam is not a, like all those moments I printed in Source Mem, just says it means Shema Malchus, obviously. Okay, and then he prints out the whole bracha for you. The Rambam is not a Das Yochid in this regard. The Sefer Mitzvah is called the Smag, in Essen Chav Zayin. Okay, right, Tarel, Levana B'chidusha, etc., and he quotes the whole bracha, and towards the end of 33, he also writes, Vimlo Berech Belel HaRishon, Yochel Levarach HaShishosar, also based on the Rambam. And the Me'iri as well, on that Sugin Sanhedrin, Mem Beis Amar Aleph, Dibam Asu Kala Mavarach, and so on. So the Me'iri also says, okay, at the end of the second line, Imlo Birech Belel HaRishona, Mavarach B'Shea. Okay, you didn't do it the first night, you do it the second night. Couldn't do it then, do it the third night. You have up until the full moon. But clearly, according to these, we've shown him the proper time, the earliest moment to say Kiddush Havana, as soon as you can see it. And that's it, the first time, and never mind Moshe Shabbat, never mind the Minyan, never do it. Okay. However, right, what's that?
3 days.
Right, we'd say about 3 days, 7 days, nothing. The Rif. You could have said it, yeah. I know, that's a funny. Yes, that's because the way we do it. And the question, would we have seen it in Motzei Shabbat? Theoretically, I suppose you could have. Tonight. No, he's saying last Motzei Shabbat. Last Motzei Shabbat is a quirk because you could theoretically see it, but it wasn't even Rosh Chodesh yet. It was after the Molad, it was Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. Rosh Chodesh. But it wasn't Rosh Chodesh yet. Monday was already. That's what I'm saying. That's a quirk. Okay. Anyway, so it seems that, according to this, very possibly it could have. Very possibly, I don't know. The Rif on that sugya in Sanhedrin, the Rif in Brochus, on Chof Alam Aral quotes the Gemara Tzgassim in Sanhedrin, Parak of Vodchan, Amar Yochanan, again, he only mentions until when, has that machlokes, he has a gis of 17 days, now I say 16 days, okay, our gis was 7, not 17, okay, different opinions about the end time, but on that Rif, the Rabbeinu Yonah, there in Brochus, Chof Alam Aral says the following. Nardoi Amri Achisha started the Sri Lakshan one of the company. You also find Othama Kola Eagle Lagamri, the whole circle completely called the full moon. Okay? Uvekan lo dibru bahaschola el besofas manduvat. Rabbeinu Yonah observes, as we've been saying, that these original sources never seem to tell us the earlier time. Now, look what we saw in the Rambam, we saw in the Smag, we saw in the Rambam, because the Gemaras don't mention the early time, only the latest time. Avol the Masechah Sofrin, and listen to this. He refers back to that Masechah Sofrin in Parakof, which we printed, where is that now? In source 20, he had a different girsa. Our girsa, the Masechet Sofrim, says, wait till Motzei Shabbos. Mm-hmm. He had a different girsa, Rabbeinu Yonah. He said, Aval Masechet Sofrim Omru, Mivorchim ala levona mishetis basem. Again, that word. Okay, mishetis basem. The language of our version of Masechet Sofrim, which I printed in 20, Ein Mivorchim ala yareach ala Motzei Shabbos, kishu mivusam. So he has the Mevusam part, but not the Motzei Shabbos. What does that mean? Okay, Mispasein. Okay, Upirshu, Bo, Kama Perushim. Rabbeinu said there are a number of different explanations. What did the Masechet Sofer mean by Shispasein? Yesh Omrim, which is the text we have, Ad Motzei Shabbos, Shemavarchim Ala Besamim. And referring to Motzei Shabbos. The Ein Zeh Miskabel Klal. So Rabbeinu, I don't think it makes any sense whatsoever. The Matam, who's there? Lisa Sadov, Motzei Shabbos. Why in the world is Rabbi Hagman to wait for Motzei Shabbos or Kiddush Havana? We do it. Rabbeinu, look what he says. And he said like this week. He says, because Shari Pomin, she is Chodesh Yom Rishon. Okay, sometimes it's going to be Sunday. The Lo Yam Timavarach, I'm not just going to wait a whole week. Why? He said that. Again, that's our minute nowadays, but Rabbeinu Yonah apparently didn't care for it. He said, well, what are you waiting for Motzei Shabbos for? Well, why would you do that? So, Yesh Mevarshim Shatisba saying, Miloshim Chofer, like chuppah, something which is covered, covers you. Okay, meaning, the Dhamma of it boosts on a break, Choma Sechuppah Lebno, Bratoma, Mishor Shetaseh, Teoseh, Kamo Chuppah, Shigdola Ktsat, that the moon is sort of radiates or shines a little bit over the earth. In other words, not right away like the Rama said, the first sliver, but a little bit more that's got some substance to it where it's actually shining over. Okay, Umeir Suseh. That's another opinion. One second. Venira Lavori Harav, Shapirish Mismatake, Miloshan Lavisume Kala. You have also some, Sam, you mentioned about, you know, Lavisume Purim, Lavisume Kala. You have a sweet voice, so to speak. Ratsaloma Nimta Kakol, meaning that it's strong. Hachinami Ratsalom Mishosha Mosoka Or Shalom. With the light, the Levana is already radiant, so to speak. And you derive pleasure. Shazel achar beis yomim ogimel. So Ben Yonah mentions waiting up to 3 days before, so that the moon has a little bit of substance to it, right? Avo yorech ben yomo, one-day-old moon, mitoch katnusel, so tiny, just a tiny crescent, a tiny sliver, eina or shalomosesh, eina nenemi, doesn't give up hardly any light. So Rabbi Yonah now introduces us to wait a couple of days, not like they're on, wait till the moon fills out a little bit, that it presents some, let me just go on, okay, the Beis Yosef, in Siman Tov Chav Vav, quotes this, and he says, the Afal Pisha Bisorim Didan, our text, which the Beis Yosef had, which we have here too, which I showed you back in that, what was it, 32? No, 20. Back in 20. So our text have Behedya, Ein Brachon Yach Motzei Shabbos, Kosh Kazim Evreno, which is the Torah, Mikomokom Limalamadu Vidiva Arava Ben Yona, She'ein Mevarachon Bechma Atche Avru Alea Gimel Yomim. With or without that Masechus Sofrim, it's clear that Ben Yonah held that way, and if Rabbi Yosef brings that practice, name of Ben Yonah, to wait for 3 days. By the way, I should stress, it's 3 days from the Molad, not 3 days from the Sefer Rosh Chodesh. 3 days from the moon first reappears. Okay? That's the Shita of Rabbi Yonah. So, yeah.
Is Rabbi Yonah saying that the shear is based on the ability to get hana from it?
Yes, yes.
Additional health.
No, I think the shear is based on it. That's what he's saying. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
The way it looks nice in the sky, or the way you see it on
well,
the
ground. Well, it shines down.
Right.
It'll be calculated based on your shine time.
Right. So we. 3 days from the moment you
shine. Yeah, 3 days from the moment you shine. Yeah, it's going to be, yes.
It's 3 days from
there,
but it's not
necessarily. Right, correct. We'd have to wait till it fits your shine. Yes, yes. Think so. Now, you look at the Trumas Hadesh. I mentioned Trumas Hadesh a couple of weeks ago in a different context. Simon Lamed Hay. Sheila, Haroel of Honor B'Chidush Rumi HaChol. Okay, let's say you see the moon during the week, like this week. So Wednesday night, the Elmer Namtin Lavarach Al Chidush Ab Motzei Shabbos, and you say, let's wait for Motzei Shabbos. Yofehem Osin Olav. Is that a good idea? Not a good idea. Should you wait for Motzei Shabbos or not? So he answers basically depends. Okay, because if Motzei Shabbos is soon after the point, then and not too many days are going by, it's like the 7th or the 8th of the month, that even if it's cloudy Motzei Shabbos, you'll still have plenty of time next week to do it. He says then. It's a good idea to wait because, again, you have a minion, it's Rovam Hadras Melech, people are dressed nicely and so on. Okay? And because he quotes that Masechus Sofrim, right? Ein Rochon Arech, Elokim Motzei Shabbos, Shem Vusayim, and so on. But if the Motzei Shabbos is not going to be too many days left of the month, let's say next week, okay? Next Motzei Shabbos, don't wait for next Motzei Shabbos because you're running out of, you're cutting it too close. Okay? You're running out of time. So therefore, you shouldn't do it even if it's a bigger mitzvah in a mukhar. Right, that's what we talked about a few weeks ago, the conflict between the Zvizim Magdim and Mitzvah Namukhar. So he said it's a bigger Mitzvah Namukhar to do it when you dress nicely, Motzei Shabbos, people are cheerful, and so on. But if you can't take the chance. So he said if it's only early in the month, you have to do it Motzei Shabbos. That's the Trumas Hadesh. And the Ramah, and that's in the Tav Chav Vav, and the Torah, Osbeis 39, He says that, quotes Magos Manus, the name of the Maharam Rutenberg, that even when he did it during the day, he put on a special hat or a special garment, even during Shabbos, he was dressed nicely ready. But the week, maybe wasn't wearing as fine as he put on something special. He also mentions, I'm saying outside the same moment, that the Maharil would not do a Kiddush Havana a Motzei Shabbos Chazon, okay, I mean during the 9 days, after Tisha B'Av, okay, and also he quotes the meaning not to do it during Eser Shemit Shuva till after Yom Kippur. All this is on the Maharil. And you can do it right at Yom Kippur because you're Besimcha, okay? And we also don't do it if it's Motzei Shabbos goes right into Yontif, okay? All of that is all based on Rebbe Yonah. So now we had two things. We had Motzei Shabbos or Rebbe Yonah, three things. We had the Rambam and his, those who agree with him, right, the very first day right away, and our Rebbe Yonah 3 days. The Beis Yosef in 40 quotes from Hari Giktilio, okay, should the Sefer Shari Aru, which is a Kabbalistic work, Kosov Mitshuva Shal Pia Kabbalah Ein Levarach Achilus Shavana At Shiavu Aleh Zayin Yomim, should not do Kiddush Shavana until 7 days have gone by, not one, not three, not much, 7 days. That's what the Beis Yosef quotes in the Magid Mishorim. Okay, now what is that based on? Some Kabbalistic kind of from the Molad. 7 days from Molad. So the Magid Mishorim. All right, wait a week. Okay, that's not 3 days like Rebbe Yonah said. 7 days. Well, the Chassidim do like that today. Okay, yeah. So that's what Bi Chabal. That's what he said. So the said, huh? The bad, they hold it. That's the problem. No. Yeah. Oh. So the Magid, not nobody, right? Now the Magid Meisharim, that's a sefer that was written by Yosef Karo. Yosef Karo evidently had a malach who taught him the Parsha Shavuot. Because they have a father-son learning. So he had a malach who came and he wrote down in the sefer Magid Meisharim what the malach told him. How we understand that? Okay. Now again, we're up to my Yosef Karo. Yeah, it's not at home. It's first. It's in it. I have it at home. It's available. The Magid Meisharim. It's in our Aramaic. Is there an English translation? No kidding. Okay. Well, of course,
it's English. I mean, it's about 60, 70 years.
Also, sort of archaic language, but I didn't know it was in it. I have it home in Hebrew. It's in the database here. So the Magid Meisharim, Shir HaShirim, where he talked about these psukim, you say the pasuk tipol emosu pachad, forwards and backwards. All this is Kabbalistic stuff. Okay. And then he mentions that towards the end, he mentions why Ein Mevarchin, the second part of that 41, the Ein Mevarchin Shiavur Zayinot Shekochos Hachitzonos Mizdabkin Bekness Yisrael Tata Mizchatsusa. Somehow the klipas or again his Kabbalistic chitzonos stick to a person the first 7 days. 7 days like the Sheish Shemay Bereishis plus Shabbos. So take that amount of time after the moon comes to be cleansed of these. Chitzonios, again, these are Kabbalistic points which I don't claim to have any understanding of. I don't know. Okay, but anyways, you got to get rid of that. That's why we wait 7 days. So that's what the Malach explained to the Beis Yosef. The Bach, on that siman, the top of Vav, asks an interesting kasha. He quotes the Beis Yosef, based on Kabbalah, okay? And he wonders, 1 second, okay? And by the way, because it's in the Kabbalah, the Shekhinah, there is some sort of substance that comes around besides just the bracha, because we don't say about mekabel peshina. I mean, we said it. So lemaisa, I mean, there's something more to it than just the bracha. It's not like, even though it appears in the Mishnayos in the context of bracha on thunder and lightning, but it's obviously more than a birchas haroa. It's something more to it. It's kabbalas peshina. But the Bach wonders 1 second. I'll say outside the Bach there. He says, we had an opinion, that's what you were getting at, we had an opinion that said the latest time that you could do it is after 7 days, right? So how could that be the earliest time? I mean, good, we don't paskin that, but there is a shita in the Rishalmi and the Babli that the latest time you can say Kiddush Havana is up until 7 days. So how could that be the earliest time? So could be a machlokes, right, but again, in all the sources, that's what the Bach wonders about, okay, over there. So how could it be? It doesn't make any sense. He says, how could it be? We have a very limited window, very limited window of opportunity. Okay, that's the first time, that's the last time. So he prefers, and that's what he writes towards the end, okay, V'chein kibal me'avoseinu shekach nogu kol ha'kadmonim sho la'achmi to the mitzvah kadosh Motzei Shabbos la'achar sho'avu alev gimel yom. We wait till Motzei Shabbos or after 3 days. That's the Bach's preference, and he's not interested in this 7 day business. Among, there are those who answer that kasha. Okay, the Rama Mifano in Siman Ayin Ches, Marach Mazar Mifano, again, it's Friday, he has that text and talks about it. He said, well, that was the Machlokas. You have to do, and that's the Eli Rabba. It's in Tav Chav Vav Sikot Nidal. Also, quote, Masha Masma Bach, the Kash of the Bach, which the Taz knows, bring, how could 7 days be the latest time when that's the earliest time? So he said, no, he said, that's the machlokas in the Gemara. The Gemara says, seven, that mandam was told by the earliest time, and not the latest time. The Berkei Yosef, Nechdoch, quotes that, but he says, you could say that, but it's dachok, it doesn't fit into the words exactly. Okay, so there's some discussion about that. The Berkei Yosef in Sukkot Dalad, okay, he says it's a little hard to say it, but that's how you can answer that kasher. All right, let's come to that. So what's the din of the Shulchan Aruch? So now we have basically three different shitas. We have the Rambam and those the Swag and Miri who say the very first day, as soon as you see it finished. Okay, there are Benyona and others seem to follow him, say 3 days, and then there's Alpi Kabbalah, you wait for 7 days. So you look at the Shulchan Aruch 46, so the Tav Chav Vav Siv Beis, Ein Ruvachan Aruch Motzei Shabbos, the preference to do it Motzei Shabbos, okay? But it does point out, based on Shemus Hadeshim, the Dafka Leil Motzei Shabbos who called him Yud B'chodesh. It's the Dafka at Motzei Shabbos is before, the, you know, you wait for Motzei Shabbos if there's still going to be enough days afterwards in case it's cloudy on Motzei Shabbos. Okay? What's that?
Have to
no, I mean, well, like this year, let's say you missed the first Shabbos because it's too early, let's say. Okay?
True. So
we'll see because the Mechaber is going to possibly have to wait 7 days. Okay. So, but then we wait. Otherwise, there's only a few days left and don't do it. Okay, it should be. And he also mentions not to do it before Tishrei, not to do it on Yom Kippur. That's over there. Okay, but it's Sivdalid. So Friday night, if that's the last night, you can do it.
Saying, we meet Wednesday night. We didn't say it yet.
Yeah.
So, well, I still have Thursday. Still have
Friday. Yeah, I don't think we count Friday.
All right, we better start.
Yeah. So let's take a look at Sivdalid though. It's a paskin of the Mechaber, and Mevorchin Aleh Achayavru Shivas Yom Aleh. He paskins like that Kabbalistic view that he quoted to Beit Yosef, you should wait for 7 days. Okay? And it's not just the Mechaber, the Levush, okay, and that same Sintop Chavav, the Levush and Siv Gimel, mentions also, Ein Mevorchin Achayis Basim Areas, who is fully beneficial, because you have to get benefit, because back to your point, you have to get benefit from the light. Behu Achayavru La Shiva Yomim Yom Hivoldo, 7 days in the Molad. Okay? And that's why we also don't do it during the day, because you have to get benefit from the light. So one second. Well, over there, not, interestingly enough. Okay? And you mentioned the next tip also, don't delay, but the Shabbos, we said before. The Taz quotes this Levush. Taz Gimel quotes this Levush. Okay, surprisingly he doesn't, but the Taz quotes this Levush. And he says, one second. He says, nonetheless, if it's Motzei Shabbos and it's later and so on, so you can rely on Rabbi Yono says, you can either wait for 3 days, and that's what we do for 3 days. The Mogad Avram in Sukkot Yud Gimel quotes the Rambam and the Smag that seem to say Zu on the very first day, and some quote, he says, Mitzvah Maramucha Lekach Biyom Rishon, Zvizim Magdimim, right? To do it the first day, why not? Okay, but others say to wait 7 days. He quotes all the Shitas. And he mentions to do it Motzei Shabbos, like Binyamin said before, because Berov Am, the Tzibur comes together, and the Bach, he quotes, and that's what seems to be the more prevalent view among those poskim, is to wait for 3 days. The Prichodosh also is a little bit surprised, okay? The Prichodosh, you know, Sardi, I mean, the Siska de Silva, nonetheless, and it was also Lukamola, but the Prichodosh was surprised that the Mechaber poskim like this Shita. Of all things, he said, well, I mean, he says, in the Gemara, he mentions the same kasha, right? He says, Timihani, the Gemara says that you have until 7 days. How could it be it's against the law? I want to say it's a machlokas, okay. But usually, even the Mechabu, when it's a machlokas between the Kabbalah and the Gemara, we go by the Gemara, right? When the machlokas, we count what's in the Kabbalah, and I want it against the Gemara. So he finds it a little difficult, and he says that some people give tirutzim for that, but he prefers certainly the Berni Yona, who says 3 days, he quotes the Rambam, but he says, we wait, he writes right towards the end, Shalom Avarach, Ad Sha'achar Shoshama, Lakodim Shiva Pshita, the Shapir Domi, V'chei Nogu Anachnu V'Rabboseinu. His minig was to do it 3 days. However, again, you look in the Sefer called Yosef Omeitz, which is a collection of Minhage Frankfurt, and that's not necessarily, certainly not Kabbalistically influenced. And there he writes, in the top Psalm of Zion, V'azman L'kidusho Misov Shivas Yomim. Also quotes 7 days. That's a little surprising. Less surprising is the Chidah, because it's a great Sardi. No, I don't think so. No. Okay, but then he quotes in the Yosef Omeitz. The Sefer Mora Be'etzo, one of the many Sfarim from the Chidah, in Simon Vav, Ozkuf Pei Beis 52, Lo Yivarech Birchat Levana, Shiavru Zayin Yom Shlem, Eis Hamolad. That doesn't surprise me. The Chidah, you know, a great Sardi Posek in the 1700s. So he followed the Mechaber and the Kabbalah. What I did print that's interesting, and you can take it or leave it, in the Tshuva, Tshuva Ayin, that's the, one of the collections of the Chidosh Tshuvas, in Simen Yuches Oz Ayin Vav. Okay, he says that Picharish, many others, why suddenly the Mechaber here, and especially, I would just add, yeah, that like the Chidosh points out, usually the Mechaber Paskin in our Chan, like the Rambam, right? I mean, that's usually the Mechaber follows the Rambam pretty loyally, okay? Not necessarily always in Yerodeya and the other, but certainly in Arachayim. Yerodeya falls more than Rambam. Well, I mean, but he usually quotes the Rambam as the Yesh Omrim. Even if he doesn't hold like the Rambam, he quotes him as the Yesh Omrim. Because Yerodeya often follows more the Rashbon and Torah Sabayis, but in Arachayim, he follows the Rambam most of the time. The Chidok calls him Chamechaber Shu Neman Beso Shel Rambam. Umelitz or Prakrit defends him and everything else, because all of a sudden the Rambam says one day and he mamish goes to the other extreme, Alpi Kabbalah. So the Chidor says, and again I'm not weighing it on it, he says it's not a kash at all. Okay? His ain kan, three lines at the bottom of that page. Ain kan tema al maranzal. The Sfardim call referred to the Mechaber as Maran, our myth. And that's it. So no tema. Kivada gamruhu ra adibra harambam. So Mechaber obviously was familiar with that Rambam, who said you got to do the first day. Ach kimle lemoran, the Shulchan Aruch thought, "Dima Rambam yodo dal pisod tzarich lahamtim zayin gam hu haya posekach." If the Rambam would have known what's in the Kabbalah, he would have paskin that way also. Omnom biyamav vigiloso mezgalu kolam uschachma. That was before the Zohar was revealed. Okay, and the Chidosh says it. Chidosh is a very important posek. It's just an interesting comment. Now, you know, the Rambam would have known what it says in the Zohar and the Kabbalah. He would have held like that too. And that's it. So it's not a kasha wide. Okay, you know, take it or leave it. Anyway, you have different men hugging. Okay, the statistics have moved to finish up. A couple of interesting things. The Shus Yaakov, the Shus Yaakov Reish, one of the early Achronim, Gimel Simon Lametes, also quotes the different opinions of 3 days and 7 days. It says basically it's a different men hugging. Okay. The Chassidim tend to follow the Kabbalah, and then they wait 7 days. That's how it says in the 55 Shulchan Aruch Rav. That's the Balabavitch, you know, the Rav Balatanya, Piske Hasidur. In his Siddur by Kiddush Ravona, it says Alpia Kabbalah Ein Lekadosh Halavon Arachar Zayin Yom Alamolad. You wait 7 days. Okay, not surprisingly, the Vilna Gaon and Meister Rav is exact opposite. No school from the test. Kiddush Ravona Ein Machmitzin Amitzah Ashiva. The Vilna Gaon says, "Oh, we do not wait 7 days." Okay, and the Gaon says, "We don't." However, he says, "Oh, adds, oh, I'd Motzei Shabbos. You don't have to wait Motzei Shabbos. Rak Teichav Achar Shlosha Yomim. He accepts the 3 day rule. We do it, and he says, even you can do it before Tisha B'Av in the 9 days, not a problem. You can do it before Yom Kippur and Aseret Yemei Tshuva, also not a problem. That's how he says, don't delay the mitzvah 3 days." Okay, so, you know, obviously the Chassidim, the Shulchan Harav says 7 days, and the Gaon says, don't wait 7 days, do it after 3 days. Different traditions. The Chai Adam, in Kalkuf Yilches, Tifu Dalit, okay, he says, he says, Mitzvah and Amuvchar Lekadosh Motzei Shabbos. It's a preferable choice to do it, if you can, do it Motzei Shabbos, okay, but if you're worried that it's going to run out of time, and so on and so forth, okay, like it's later in the month and so on, then don't do it. But he also says, Lo yikadosh ad sheyav lefachos gimel yamim, yesh mamtinim ad zayin, some people wait till 7 days. Okay, interestingly enough, the Chassam Sofer, in the Tshuva, in Chelek Arachayim, in Kuf Beis 58, also seems to prefer this practice of waiting 7 days, surprisingly enough. Okay, he says you wait for 7 days. Okay, but in the...
The Shita says that only... From the Kabbalah,
the earliest source that I saw is the Beis Yosef quoting that sheet from the Kabbalah. Right. And the Chidor is saying that if the Rambam would have known, he would have said that too. Not that I'm aware of. Okay, the Derech HaChaim from the Nesivas writes in his Derech HaChaim HaNesivas in Tzadik Gimel Ozov, Ein Roch Levan Ad Sheyavah L'Shol Sheyomim, Meis La'is from the Molad, okay, 3 days from the Molad, okay. And
the Molad is not an astronomical time.
Well, we have the Molad today. It is, but it's not really accurate. It's not really the first appearance. Right. It's correct. It's a good point. I don't know. You know, it's not really the, but the way we have the Molad, it's not actually, sometimes they announce the first appearance was not really accurate.
I don't know.
I just want to mention one other thing. Yeah, so that's, having said that, it was last Shabbos. I remember years ago, it comes up every once in a while that by the time you make the announcement in shul, it wasn't before. So I remember years ago before I had the shul, so this is actually now the 28th year, I know when I started here in the shul, when it was my birthday. So I was a gabbai in Rina for many years. I used to announce the Molad. And so I saw in a statement that the model was right, no purpose in announcing it. So one was Chodesh, and it was like that. I said, I didn't say it. I just told the Chazan to move on. But it generated such a buzz. Whoa, the Mola. I think I'll just announce that it wasn't right. Tumult about everybody. Just want to show you an interesting thing. The Ben Ish Chai, take it, whatever it is. He has a different thing with the 7 days. The Ben Ish Chai, again, 60. The Ben Ish Chai, the Yerushalayim Chaim of Baghdad, also a great Sardi Posek, in Shana Shnei, Parsha V'Yikra, Oschav Gimel, Tzorach Shiyabu Aleh, Shiva Yomim Shleimim, Eis HaMolad, Keneged, that's the Rosh HaTevis, Keser Chochmo Bino Das, Chesed Gur Tiferes, the spheres. Somehow the 7 days have to do with the seven spheres, whatever. Again, okay, all right, exactly. That's certainly Kabbalah. Okay, he doesn't mention, what do you call it, what is the question? Okay, hold on. So he doesn't mention the other Netzach Hod Yisod or not, it's going to down here. I don't know enough about it, anyway, even the stars, but he mentioned this. And every sphere, okay, that's connected to Shiva Sphere, says again, it was Chofov. Baruch HaShulchan, if you give all this in Siman Tov Chavav, Amos Hamutul Kadosh Halavona, he summarizes Kedarkoi, summarizes Lashitas, and he writes especially, he says to wait 3 days, and he writes especially that the Medinos, he said it's one thing you want to wait 7 days, he quotes up Beis Yosef, in a place where it's not cloudy most of the time. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, certainly in the summertime, it's not a problem. He says, but around here, the Aruch HaShulchan lived in the Varadok, you know. He said, around here, in the Seno, or Beprat, and certainly in the wintertime, Cheshvan, Kislev, it's very hard to tell people wait for 7 days because it's cloudy and raining and snowing all the time, and you're never going to get it. The Mishabura in Sivkot Mechof, he says, despite the fact that the Mechaber quotes wait 7 days, Mishabura writes in Sivkot Mechof in 62, Rova Achonim Pligyalzer, most Achonim disagree with this, and they say it's after 3 days, okay. And some say to wait for Motzei Shabbos, but he mentions the Gaons that don't have to wait for Motzei Shabbos. And he writes also, "Ubeprat b'yemei achorif v'geshem b'vada azor is l'kadosh areizeh m'shubach." Okay, and he quotes in the Sharetzi and some of the Achorim that I mentioned. Even though it's better to do this before Binyamin to the Tzibur, so he says, "Mikol mokom nira degam nira dematzibur mekadosh kadosh." Sometimes you get a minion after Ma'ariv, there's a lot of people, so you can say it then. Unless you're going to get a real much bigger minion Motzei Shabbos, then you can wait. The last two things are more or less contemporary tshuvas. Ravad Yosef, Yichavadas Chelik Beis Simchav Dalid. Now he always defends the Mechaber. I mean, part of his whole approach to Psak was that we Sfaradim should follow the Mechaber, and not necessarily the Ben Ish Chai, not necessarily the Chido, as great as they were, he wants to bring everything back to the Mechaber. That's his general approach in Psak. So he was asked this question, Chelek Beis, Simon Chavdal, Shela, Imer Shoyim, Levar, Pres, Amol, Vishiyabru, Lifnei, Shiyabru, Allah, Shiviyam, Amolot. See, many Makoros, some of which where I got this from. Okay, and but he says, despite the fact that the Mechaber says it, there's room to be Makel, and he writes, especially if you're you're nervous and so on, it's onas hagshamim in the wintertime, and therefore even he concludes that it is certainly what to rely on to do it after 3 days, which is what most of it's a simple reading of the understanding of the Gemara according to Moshe Rishonim and the Poskim and so on. I just want to mention, because it's here, and I never saw anyone else have this shita, but in the Tshuvas Van Hogus, or Sternbach, in Chelek Aleph, in Reish Dalet, there's Zman Kishavona, 65, the last source, he quotes it from the Kiddush, from the Kabbalah of the Arizal, that we wait 7 days, even though most Achorim don't agree, and the Vilna Gaon says you do 3 days, okay? And he quotes that not even everyone agrees that that's what the Zohar says. He quotes the Shita that even the Arizal never said to wait for seven, okay? Okay, so maybe it's in the Machlokas what the Mikubolim did, okay? At the end, he does mention, Ra'isi Ha'admor HaKodesh of Aaron Rokeh Hasami Belza. Quotes the Belzer Rebbe. I don't know if that's a minigan Belz today. I don't know. Mamti lechatchila ad asora yomim. So I don't know what he did. I guess Eretz Yisrael, the Belz. I don't know what they did in Belz Europe, but he quotes the Belzer Rebbe. Okay, kashanir presumably because shalavana meir yosa, it's even brighter and so on. But he says avameh hachorof nira shavivada ein lestakin bekach. In the winter time, don't risk it. Okay, in the summer you can get away with it, but otherwise you shouldn't risk it. Again, this is another sheet that I didn't see anyplace else. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but it does every wait 10 days. So lemaisa, unless we hold from those of us hold from Kabbalah and so on and so forth, after 3 days. And if it's close to Motzei Shabbos, the minute is to wait till Motzei Shabbos based on that Masech HaSofim, which rests nice and so on. I just want to conclude by noting that maybe, you know, the Chakira, so to speak, which is behind all this, is this fundamentally really just a Birchas Haroah? It comes up in the ninth Park of Bracha. That's why all the sources. Now, it's like you see lightning, you see the ocean, is there Bracha to say, there's another thing. Okay? But if we hold that it's Kabbalah's Peshchina, it brings something more to it, you know, that we dress nicely and we say Mumad, and we tend to treat it as something a little more significant than a regular Birchas Haron. We should have a good Tavach, and hopefully we have to finish the Kiddush Haron. All right, well, thank you.
Like lightning, well,